Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony, trusting in the mercies of the Father to keep us strong in faith and His Word enlivening our hearts that we may be an undeniable testimony of the Lord in the earth. Father God, we come to your throne, knowing nowhere else lays our salvation. Nowhere else is there a loving Father that cares for His children as you do. We have seen, O God, your hand providing our food, your hand clothing us, your healing hand touch us when our bodies ached in pain. We are grateful to be your people, though we confess we are weak. We fail daily and sin often. Permit us, O God, to draw nigh to you so we may take solace in the shade of your presence. Let us stay a while that we may renew our strength to face the burdens of life. O God, where is our salvation but in thee? You gave us Jesus, an eternal past, to save us from sin before we were put in the womb. We confess our sins, for you said forgiveness was ours for the taking through faith. Save us, O God, from the traps of temptation. Give us a new heart that embraces your mercies. Cleanse us. Give us holy thoughts, desires, and holy ambition. Refresh us, O God, in thy holy will, that we may glorify you, though we live in this sin-sick world. We are afflicted on every hand, O God, but empower us to persevere with holy pride. We know your deliverance will not fail us. Even while we taste suffering for a season, let us be the people you called us to be, in health or sickness, in quiet waters, or in the storm. O God, we pray again for justice to return in the land. Lead us, whether young or old, rich or poor, to again fear the Lord God. Convict us, O God, that we may flee our evil ways. For our land to be healed, we know what you require of us. Hear the prayers of your remnant few, O God, and hear and send peace, healing, joy, and laughter back into our nation. Continue, O God, to bless Faith Cumberland and all churches who remain faithful to Christ, even in times of pestilence and evil. How do we bless you, O God, for your benefits that keep us fresh and alive to the will of Christ? May every household taste of your blessings, physically and spiritually alike, O God. Deliver us from this pandemic and season of upheaval. O God, give us new melodies in our heart, that we may praise you in the midst of turmoil. Look on our nation, O God, with divine favor. Save us, O God, if but for the sake of the righteous, who remain faithful in the face of adversity. We intercede, O God, for our nation, leaders, and the people who are lost and stricken in fear. We await the power of Christ's gospel to save the lost in our nation. O God, let us not forget those ailing with health issues. Let there be healing in every home. May there be comfort and peace, because you are the doctor. Comfort the bereaved, O God. Uphold those grieving the loss of their loved ones. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. O God, give your prophets, preachers, teachers, elders, and deacons the occasion to plant the seed of your word in the conscience of every soul that dares to listen, hear, and obey. May your wisdom, O God, outshine the foolishness of evildoers. May the knowledge of God be the rule of law in our hearts, home, in every courtroom, and certainly in D.C. Father God, this is our prayer of supplication. Hear us, hear us, hear us, O Lord. And incline thy ear to us, grant us thy peace, as we faithfully plead the blood of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.